Comic Book Page Podcast, Episode 0. Hello, and welcome to the Comic Book Page Podcast. My name is John Mayo, and I'll be your host. Some of you may know me from my segments on Comic Geek Speak, Collected Comics Library, or the comic book sales information from Comic Book Resources. Others of you have probably never heard of me, but as you've all no doubt guessed, I've decided to start podcasting. I want to start by sort of establishing my credentials such as they are. I make no claims of being any sort of all-knowing expert on comics or the comic book industry, but I do have a good understanding of what I'm talking about. I've read over 35,000 comics over the past 25 years. I've read most of the DC Universe titles since the early 1980s, and most of the Marvel Universe titles since Secret Wars. I've also read a large number of comics from Valiant, CrossGen, Techno Comics, Image, Dark Horse, and many other companies. While I'm no trivia expert, I think I'm exceedingly well-read in terms of what comics are out there and how comics have changed over the years. I may not remember things off the top of my head, but I like to think I have a wealth of useless comic book knowledge and years of research to draw on. And since I haven't been able to put these skills to use for, oh, say a job, I figured I'd put them to use doing a podcast. Over the years, I've worked in a couple of comic book stores, but most of that was years ago. The point is, I have some idea what it's like to be on that side of the cash register counter, and what it takes to pull books every week, and, you know, some of the issues involved with comic book retailing, from a first-hand perspective. I've been using the monthly comic book catalogs like previews for years. Heck, I was one of the early adopters of those, and frequently got the retailer edition, you know, from my local store, you know, back before there was a consumer edition. What can I say? I'm a data junkie. You know, I was also a big fan of the Amazing Heroes preview specials, so I always wanted to know what was coming down the horizon, so I could plan my spending accordingly. And boy, did I do a lot of spending on comics. I've been a subscriber to Comic Buyer's Guide for decades, and I've also been getting Comic and Games Retailer for years. Having grown up in San Diego, I've been able to go to all but one of the San Diego comic book conventions over the last 20 or 25 years, and I've attended many of the trade expos held in conjunction with that convention. I've watched that convention go from being, you know, hidden in the basement of a hotel in downtown San Diego to the major venue it is today for comics, movies, television, video games, and all sorts of related media and entertainment aspects. I've seen firsthand the ways that the industry has fundamentally changed over the past 25 years. Some of those have been good changes, some of them not so much. And I've tried my hand on the creative side. I've submitted stories to DC, which were rejected, but technically I have had work published by DC and Marvel. I make no claims to being any sort of comic book creator, but I've at least, you know, tried to toss my hat into the ring, and I've learned a great deal in the process. I've also researched starting up a comic book publishing company a couple of times, including looking into the cost of printing and advertising for comics. This is where my interest in the sales information really, you know, took root and grew. I've talked extensively with a number of people in the industry over the years about sales trends, you know, what works, what doesn't in terms of comics, you know, things of that nature. People that are working professionals in the field. Writers, artists, editors, publishers, marketing people, salespeople, retailers, and more than a few actual readers. More importantly, I listened to what those people had to say and tried to learn from it. In late 2005, after seeing the drawer boxes in San Diego and deciding, gosh, I need to move my collection into those, I picked up a bunch of those and needed something to listen to as I was transferring my comics from short boxes into the drawer boxes. And, as you can imagine, with a collection of, you know, at that point, you know, 32,000-plus comics, that was a pretty sizable time investment. So I looked around, found some podcasts, listened to a number of them, and quickly got hooked on, you know, one in particular, and that was Comic Geek Speak. Not long after I'd started listening, they, you know, started up a forum, and I figured, what the heck, I'll, you know, log in and, you know, read what there is to read. Found the discussions that were being had there to be fairly interested and started posting. And, you know, since then I've become a very active member of that forum community, and try to contribute where I can. You know, I'll routinely answer questions about, you know, either DCBS or drawer boxes, not because I'm any kind of expert on that stuff or have any stake in those companies or anything, but in both cases I've done a significant amount of business with those companies and don't mind people benefiting from, you know, what I've learned in the process. I've been using Discount Comic Book Service, or DCBService.com, for over 3 years now and have been a very happy customer with them. Likewise, I bought, I guess it was about 174 or 180 drawer boxes about a year and a half ago for my collection. So, you know, I've got a little bit of familiarity with both companies. And like I said, you know, I'm willing to answer questions and stuff like that and help other people out, you know, and help the companies out. It's a win-win for everybody. I've also helped out the geeks from time to time on a few technical issues. I've helped Brian with some database issues with the forum, and provided some web space and bandwidth for the older Comic Geek Speak episodes. I've done this all for free, and to support, you know, Brian and the great community that the geeks have created. You know, I'd like to think I'm a respected and valued member of that community, but I could be wrong about that. What do I know? And while I'm sure that some people out there might disagree on this next point, I'm no idiot. Well, at least not a complete idiot. I've been paying attention to what's been going on in the industry, and think I can discuss it in an informed and perhaps even intelligent manner. But I could be wrong about that, too. One of the main things I'm known for in that community is my knowledge of comic book sales. I've been closely following the sales estimates and charting them on my website, you know, www.comicbookpage.com, for a number of years. I've got data going back almost 10 years, thanks to the hard work of people at Diamond, ICV2, and Comic Buyer's Guide. I don't think most people know or appreciate how much work that people at Diamond, or people like Milton Greep over at ICV2, and John Jackson Miller at Comic Buyer's Guide, have done putting together information on the sales estimates, so we have an idea of what is and isn't selling, and, you know, what impacts the sales trends. You know, from my way of thinking, this gives us kind of a early warning system as to what we might be seeing in the future, both good and bad. I'm a database administrator and programmer professionally, and I find this sort of thing just fun to play around with and, you know, interesting. I mean, don't get me wrong, there's a lot more information I should and could be pulling out of the data I've got, and better ways that I could present it. I'm constantly trying to improve my number crunching process and analysis. Why? Because I find this stuff interesting and think there are other people out there who might also. You know, I'm a huge comic book fan and a process junkie, and if this information is helpful or interesting to other people, I figure I might as well share it. And because I'm an avid reader of comics, not only do I have the information about the top 300 comics over most of the past decade, but I've also read about a third to half of them each and every month. I think that gives me a somewhat unique perspective on what is and isn't selling and why. But then again, I could be wrong about that. I'd like to think it's my knowledge of the sales estimate that's why I've been asked by Comic Geek Speak, Collected Comics Library, and Comic Book Resources to be a regular contributor. I kind of doubt it's my sparkling personality. Hopefully my contributions at those places over the last year have shown that I have at least a basic understanding of, you know, what's going on in the comic industry and, you know, what influences the sales trends. I don't try to come across as any sort of be-all, end-all expert on comic book sales. I'm not. But I've done my homework on this, and I think I know what I'm talking about. You know, I'm maybe not always off the top of my head, but when I talk to the geeks or when I talk to Chris during these segments, I'm sitting in front of my computer in my database and I'm looking at the numbers. So, you know, I've got the data to back up what I'm saying. But that isn't what this podcast is all about. While I may discuss sales trends and things of that nature here, my monthly analysis of the comic book sales is going to remain on Comic Geek Speak, and my monthly analysis of the trades will remain on the Collected Comics Library Trade Secrets podcast. I have a ton of fun doing these discussions with Brian, Peter, Jamie, Shane, Matt, Adam, and Brian over at Comic Geek Speak, and with Chris over at the Collected Comics Library, and plan to keep doing those segments for as long as those guys will have me. But one of the results of having done those segments over the last year or so is, you know, I've kind of gotten very interested in podcasting, much more so than if I'd just been listening. That's a lot of what's kind of prompted me to start my own podcast. I have tons of respect for the Comic Geek Speak podcast, as well as the numerous other comic book podcasts that I listen to, such as Raging Bullets, Comic Timing, Birds of Geek, and the Pipeline podcast, to name but a few. But the question remains, why am I starting up my own podcast? Well, as great as all those other podcasts are, and they are great, I think they're lacking one thing that only I can provide. My perspective. Now, I'm not going to claim that my perspective is worth really much of anything, but I enjoy talking about comics and the comic book industry, and wanted to have my own place to do that. This isn't any sort of attempt to compete with any of the existing podcasts. I'm not really concerned about how big of an audience I can get, or, you know, anything of that sort. I'm not wanting to be the next CGS or Raging Bullets, or even expecting to be. The Comic Book Page podcast will be whatever it becomes, no more, no less. And if doing this podcast stopped being fun, then the podcast will probably just stop. I'm doing this because I want to, because I enjoy comics, and for the fun of it. Now, I want to state a few things up front just to set expectations. I like to discuss comic books, not debate them. Now, that may seem like a subtle distinction, but to me it's an important one. I want to explore comic books, the comic book industry, and things of that nature, not start an endless debate with people. Now, some of the topics I'm going to touch on are things that I would classify as never-ending battles, or if you're, you know, less generous, you know, beating a dead horse. But I think there's more room for exploration on a lot of these topics, and I don't want it to devolve into, well, I said this, somebody else says this, and butting heads. That's no fun. I welcome constructive criticism and feedback. I may not always agree with the feedback or make the suggested changes, but I do welcome it if it's presented in a friendly and constructive manner. If all you want to do is say you're not liking the podcast, well, I kind of want to hear that too, but I'm less interested in that kind of feedback than something with actionable items that I could actually take, you know, and do something with. Now, again, there's no guarantee I'll actually take the feedback and you know, enact those changes. But, you know, I am open to suggestions and feedback along those lines. The other thing I want to be really clear on is this podcast is an unscheduled podcast. It comes out when it comes out. No sooner, no later. As I said before, I'm doing this podcast because it seems like fun. So asking when the next episode is going to come out, that's fine, but nagging me about it, not so much. I'm not setting out to do this podcast on any sort of set schedule. Now, it might fall into a schedule, but it might not. We'll see what happens. Expecting new episodes on a regular basis may only leave you really disappointed. I've got a full-time job and plenty of other things to keep me busy. This podcast isn't my top priority, and it certainly shouldn't be yours. I haven't decided on a spoiler policy for the podcast yet, but personally, I hate spoilers. I like to find out what's happening in the comics by reading the comics. I'm kind of old-fashioned that way. And frequently, I'm a little behind on my reading. Heck, sometimes I'm way behind on my reading. So please, don't assume that I'm up on the latest events in the comics. Sometimes I am, sometimes I'm not. That pretty much covers who I am, what my history with comics is, and why I've started this podcast. Hopefully everything else will sort itself out as we go along. You can email me at podcast@comicbookpage.com. Show notes, such as they are, can be found at podcast.comicbookpage.com along with the blog for the show. Please visit my full website at www.comicbookpage.com. And once again, welcome to the Comic Book Page Podcast.